We could all use a little nudge in the right direction. Helping you put a positive spin on your day, here's today's Moment of Encouragement with Dr. Tony Hare of Tony Hare Ministries.
Challenges in life will come. Are you ready for them? The truth is, you and I will have to face our challenges in life regardless of whether we want to or not. The bigger question is this: will you allow your challenges to stand on you, or will you stand on them? If you allow your challenges to stand on you, it means you have taken a stance that's not consistent with being more than a conqueror. If you stand in your challenges, it means you believe what God said in Joshua chapter 3, verse 13. He said, "And it shall come to pass, as soon as the soles of your feet, or the soles of the feet of the priest," and you are a holy priesthood, "who bear the ark of the Lord of all the earth, shall rest in the waters of the Jordan, that the waters of the Jordan shall be cut off, the waters that come down from upstream, and they shall stand in a heap." The Jordan River stood between Israel and the promised land God had given to them. God had shared these words with Joshua pertaining to the soles of his feet in Joshua chapter 1, verse 3, when he said, "Every place that the sole of your feet shall tread upon, I have given you, as I said to Moses." To maintain your success, you have to believe the word of God. When God tells you that he has given you every place the soles of your feet tread, you have to believe it and you have to act on it. It will not come to pass until you move from where you are and past where you are. Then you can look back and see what God has accomplished through you and for you. Joshua commanded and led the people in the crossing of the Jordan, not being afraid to stand in his Jordan according to God's instructions. He did not try to do it his way, but trusted God's way of achieving success. God's way requires you and I to stand in our tough situations. God's way of achieving success requires you and I to trust what he has to say and act on it. God's way of achieving success requires you and I to cross our Jordan and take possession of what he has given to us. Nothing will be able to stop you when you decide to make up your mind to follow Jesus and obey his commands. In Joshua chapter 1, verse 5, God shared these words. He says, "No man shall be able to stand before you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will not leave nor forsake you." When you decide to stand in your Jordan, you won't be standing alone. When you stand in your Jordan, you will see the promises on the other side of your obedience to God's word. When you decide to stand in your Jordan, you are one step closer to possessing your success God's way. These are just a few words to encourage and remind you to keep the main thing the main thing.
Moment of Encouragement is a broadcast ministry of Tony Hare Ministries near Fayetteville and Dunn, North Carolina. To connect with Dr. Tony Hare, visit TonyHareMinistries.com for a blog and more. That's Tony, Hare with an E, Ministries.com. Join us again each weekday morning for Moment of Encouragement with Dr. Tony Hare on Christian 105.7.